Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, amen. Good morning. We thank God for his goodness. We thank God for his mercies. We look out and everything is so bright with the snow that the Lord has sent. We know that God is still in his heaven. God is still in control of all things. And in his mercy, he saw fit to wake us up this morning and allow us to think on his glory. And so we just thank him for his goodness. And so we give him glory this morning and honor and praise. Again, it's good to be in the house of God with the saints. The saints are on, there are saints who are here, there are saints who are on the phone, there are saints who are online, and we thank God for each and every one, each and every listener this morning. We're giving honor to Pastor Jenkins, We thank God for her, for his blessings on her. And we give honor to our minister, Alan Scott, who will be speaking for us today. And we just thank God for the traveling mercies that he gave to Minister Scott and Sister Scott, even as they traveled. Man, knowing that it took God to get us all here. Amen. Took God to get us up off of our beds this morning. And so we praise him for all that he is and all that he has done. Shall we stand? We're going to honor God in prayer this morning. We're told in his word, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path.
Amen.
And we want God to direct our path this morning in the worship. We're going to worship him in the beauty of holiness, and so we're going to acknowledge him and his goodness to us. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, Lord, with praise in our hearts and praise on our lips this morning, dear God. We come to you this morning, Lord, with you on our minds, dear God, because we know, dear Father, that you have poured out, dear God, out of your abundance on us. We know, dear God, that you have poured out your love upon us, dear Father. Otherwise, Lord, we would not have even seen this new day that you have made. And so we give you glory and honor and praise this morning, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless our coming together, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, that we are still in the land of the living and able to lift up our voices together, dear God, in praise of thee, dear Father. For we realize, Lord, that there are some who have been called into eternity, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and, Lord, manifest, Lord, your spirit in our midst this morning. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember those who are unable to be here today, dear Father. Lord, there are some who are in beds of affliction, dear God. And, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able to go and visit with them, dear God, and be with them, dear God. Lord, we know there are some, Lord, who are not able to be here because of the weather conditions, dear God, on the road, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to be with them, dear Father. Lord, you're able, Lord, to sup with them even as you sup with us, dear God, because your spirit is one spirit. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember Sister Carol and Sister Regina in a special way, dear Father. Lord, that is their situation this morning, and we know, dear God, it was their heart's desire, dear God, to be here this morning, dear Father, but, Lord, they are unable, and so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would minister to them, dear God, even, Lord, as they're listening to this service, dear Father, over the phone. Lord, we pray that you'd remember Sister Lillian, dear God, in a special way. We're thankful, Lord, for how you touched her body, dear God, and, Lord, brought her through, dear God, the bout with COVID and pneumonia, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your healing favor, dear God, upon her, and pray, dear God, that you would continue, Lord, to bless her, dear Father, and supply her every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Sister Sandy and Sister Carolyn in a special way, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would minister to them, Lord, and to their families, dear God. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Sister Sandy, Lord, and all of her sons, dear God, and their families, Lord. Not forgetting Brother Monty and his companion and his family, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God, and minister, Lord, to their needs, Lord, a temporal and spiritual. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Holmes in a special way, dear God. Lord, we thank you for her, dear God. Thank you, Lord, for her faithfulness, dear God. And Lord, her praise, Lord, the praise of thee, Lord, is always on her lips, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would be with her, dear God. Encourage her heart, dear God, and strengthen her, dear God, by your spirit, dear Father. Lord, even as she's on the phone this morning, dear God. Lord, remember, dear God, our children, dear Father. Lord, who are not out today, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that Jaslyn is here, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for that young person, dear God. And we pray, Lord, you continue to be with her. Bless her, dear God. Be with her in school, dear Father. Protect her, dear God. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, for other children who are unable to be here this morning, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would bless them, Lord. Help them, Lord, to be mindful of those things that they have learned of thee, dear God. Lord, in Sunday school, dear Father, and in morning service, dear God. And Lord, even in talking with the saints and the saints talking with them and encouraging them, dear God. Father, we know, Lord, that Satan, Lord, is seeking to sift our young people and old, dear God. But Lord, we are praying for them, dear God. Lord, Father, we pray, dear God, that the faith, Lord, that they have, Lord, thus far, Lord, would fail not. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless. Remember, Brother Mann, we thank you, Lord, for his being here this morning, dear God. Lord, having pressed his way, dear God, in his 90s, dear God. Lord, giving you praise and glory, Lord, for allowing him to be here this morning. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to be with him. Bless him in the name of Jesus. Strengthen him, dear God. Lord, guide his footsteps every day, Lord. This we ask of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember his granddaughter, Logan, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your mercies, Lord, in her, dear God. Lord, even in the accident, dear Father, with the deer, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for sparing her life, dear God. Pray, dear Father, that you would continue to touch her, dear God. Pray, dear God, that you would heal her completely, dear Father. Help her, Lord, to know, dear God, that, Lord, it's by your mercy, dear God, that she was not consumed in that accident, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Brother Mann's niece, Cynthia's sister-in-law. Remember that family, dear God. Lord, Father, we pray, dear God, Lord, we know that that sister-in-law, dear God, suffered a heart attack, dear God, and was called into eternity, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak comfort to that family in the name of Jesus, dear Father. Lord, we know, Lord, that you are the God of all comfort, Lord, and you can comfort as no man can. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would be with that family in a very special way. Lord, remember all the bereaved families, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that there are many who are going into eternity day by day, dear God. And it's not just from COVID, dear God. It's for other things, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to comfort, dear Father. Lord, most of all, dear God, you're able, Lord, to speak life and peace unto them while they are still in the land of the living. Lord, that they might have a hope beyond this world. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to the families, Lord, of those, dear God, who have suffered the loss of a loved one, dear Father. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just don't know when we'll be called to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, dear God. And so, Father, we know, Lord, that if we are called by your name, Lord, Father, we need fear no evil, for thou art with us. Lord, we pray, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you remember each and every one of the saints that are here, dear God. Lord, we ask for your anointing on this service. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you remember Sister Kiba in a special way, dear God. Lord, remember Sister India in a special way, dear Father. Lord, remember them. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would draw them out, dear Father, if it be possible, dear God. Lord, that they may be nourished up in thee, dear God, and that they may grow in grace and in the knowledge of thee. This we beg in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember all who are present today, dear God. Father, we don't want to miss anyone. So, Lord, we're going to ask, Lord, your blessings upon each one, dear God, who are gathered here this morning, dear God. And we pray, dear Father, that you would just continue to bless and have your way, Lord. Lord, we want to glorify your name, dear God. Lord, we're not seeking any fame or glory to ourselves, dear God, but Lord, we're lifting up your name, dear God, Lord, that others may be drawn to thee, Lord, in the repentance dear God, and salvation of this sin. Lord, we ask, Lord, your anointing on Minister Scott, dear God, and we pray, Lord, that you would touch him, dear God. Lord, anoint him from on high, Lord, with your precious word, dear God. Lord, that he may feed us, dear God. Lord, help us, dear Father, Lord, to eat your word, eat all of it, dear God. We pray, dear God, that you would give us drink, Lord, out of the living fountain, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give us that living water, dear God, that we may never thirst again. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would nourish your people, dear God, and help us, Lord, to walk uprightly before you, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Sister Scott, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that you would give her a touch, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, that she's facing a medical procedure, dear God, but Lord, there is nothing too hard for you, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, that you're able to touch her. Lord, you have touched her in the past, and we pray, Lord, your healing balm, dear Father, be upon her, dear God. This we beg in the name of Jesus. Lord, she's, Lord, supplying, dear Father, the music, dear Father, the songs of Zion, dear God, in the instrument this morning, and we thank you, Lord, for that. We pray, dear God, that you would bless and encourage our heart and help her to know, dear God, Father, we're continuing to pray, Lord, for her and for her family, dear God, her children likewise, her grandchild, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to have your way in us. Help us, Lord, to be the people that you've called for us to be in your word, dear God. Lord, help us, Lord, not to neglect so great a salvation. Lord, help us, dear Father, Lord, to be meet for the master's use. Help us, Lord, to be that royal priesthood, that peculiar people, that holy nation, dear God, a nation of people that are called out, dear God, sought out, dear Father, Lord, that we may be, Lord, your children indeed, and that we may be ready when the Son of Man cometh. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Praise God. We turn in our worship to the Lord at 223.
The dead, and he is Lord. Amen. Same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Praise our God. Thank God for his goodness. When you just consider the goodness of God, who God is, that he is Lord. It just makes you tremble. Mm-hmm. It makes you tremble to think of who God is. And when you think of who we were and what God saw in us, mm-hmm. and what he has made us up to this point.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for all, mm-hmm. for that God has all power.
Yes.
And we just,
yes.
we just thank him. Amen. Amen. Again, it's so good to be in the house of God. And we understand that there are those who could not be here today, and God knows all about it. We know, we're so glad that we have a God who is omnipresent.
Amen.
And so he's with them and with us.
Amen.
Even as we are here in this place, yeah. we thank God. Amen. Giving honor to Pastor Jenkins, giving honor to Minister Scott, and glory to God, and greetings to all the saints this morning. Just so thankful, as you said, to have Minister Scott and Sister Scott with us this morning. It's just such a blessing. It's like you have a meal, but then there's a special dessert that follows it up. Amen. Well, we start with the special dessert.
Great.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Our responsive reading is found in the 145th Psalm. Psalm 145. Psalm 145. Beginning with verse 14 and reading through verse 21, and then the first verse, Psalm 146. So we will begin with verse 14 in the 145th Psalm and then read through verse 1 of Psalm 146. Amen. Amen. Thank God for his word. Psalm 145, 14, reading responsively. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down.
The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season.
Thou openest thine hand, and satisfieth the desire of every living thing.
The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works.
The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth.
He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them.
The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy.
My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever.
Together, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
Amen.
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 Praise God. O my soul, praise our God. Thank God for his word. Thank God for how it just speaks to us. Even as we... read our responsive reading. The Spirit of God is speaking to us through his word already. And we can give him glory and honor and praise. We thank God for his eternal word. We know that in his word he promised us that we could bring our requests to him. We could make our requests known unto God. We could bring our petitions to him. And when we walk uprightly, we know that he hears. So we will ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand.
Just asking that you continue to remember me in prayer. I'm off a lot of the medications right now for 5 days before my surgery. And it's slowly, you can tell the difference in different things happening. My arthritis, especially last night, my feet were really, really bad. I didn't know if I was going to make it. But I thank the Lord. I woke up this morning and, you know, just through prayer, and I'm doing well.
Amen. Amen.
So just continue to hold me up in prayer, and I hope one of these days I won't have to have all this medication. But that's according to the Lord.
Amen. So continue to remember Sister Fran in prayer. She's off of her medications in preparation for her surgery. I'm just repeating for some of who are on the phone, Sister Holmes and so on. She's off 5 days off her meds for her upcoming surgery. So just continue to remember her in prayer, and her arthritis as well. Just, you know, we know that God is able to bless. And as she said, it's her desire to one day be off of all the medication, but it's in the Lord's. She's settled it. It's in the Lord's hands. So just continue to remember Sister Scott in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Brother Mann, I ask to be remembered in prayer, also to remember his neighborhood, family, much in prayer. Remember those who are out on the outside in this weather, those who don't have shelter. Remember them much in prayer. And you know God is able to bless. God is able to keep them and to provide a way. Amen. Praise God.
Sister Blake, I want to thank God for his goodness. I thank God for Brother Scott and Sister Francine being here. And I thank God for touching my body. For last Lord's Day, it was a lot coarser, but, you know, I've come around. I'm so much better.
Amen.
It's just not going in my throat. It's coming out of my way, but I thank God for that.
Amen.
Ask you to continue to remember me and pray.
Amen.
I truly want to say I thank God for my precious love.
Amen. 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 Yes. Yes. Amen. Yes. Yes. Pastor Jenkins, thanks for their prayers, and thanks God for his touch on her body. And just continue to pray for her. She's thanking God for Brother Scott being here, our dear Brother Scott, to speak this morning, and we thank God for that, and thank God for traveling mercies that he granted to him and Sister Scott and those who are still on their way. And that Brother Mann also put in that request as well, those who are traveling on the highway, those who are perhaps on their way to the house of God, not only driving but also walking, you know, once we get out of our cars, to walk to get in. Pray that God would bless and protect. Amen.
Sister Blake, continue to remember Sister Regina and Sister Beverly. I know are online, but Sister Regina would ask that we remember her complex, JC
Village.
Remember that village much in prayer, and likewise her children and grandchildren for salvation. And Sister Beverly, her family and loved ones, extended family that she's been putting in prayer requests for. So let's continue to remember them.
Amen.
But they are online.
Amen. Amen.
For myself, I truly thank the Lord for his many blessings.
Amen.
He's given to me. I'm just thankful.
Amen. Sister Melita. Yes. Amen. Amen. Melita's request was to continue to remember her family. I remember Jaslyn, who has a dental appointment, and also remember Sister Melita, who also has an appointment at the dentist that was postponed from before. So remember her much in prayer. And remember the family, that's the, remember her companion, Joby, and remember his family down in Georgia as well. Amen.
Amen.
Continue to remember me, remember my eyes. Still getting drops, but at least we're on the taper part of it. And be the Lord's will, March 1st, I go in for another exam to see if they've reached the point where they can, eye doctor can make the prescription for my eyeglasses. Mm-hmm. So just continue to remember me in prayer. Also remember that, yesterday, you remember it was probably in the first part of November, and I had that little gout party.
Mm-hmm.
And my right foot, my right toe, and that was bad. And but then Friday or yesterday, that same toe is, it's not as bad as it was, but it's kind of flared, just flared just a little. So just continue to remember me, but it's not so swollen I couldn't get my shoe on, and I don't have to use a cane this time. So I thank God for that. And if I can walk pretty normally, I don't even have to hippity hop, but it's a little tender. So just continue to remember me in body, please.
To remember me and thank the Lord for my family who kept care for me, and I thank you for your prayers offered up on my behalf as well.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Holmes. Thank God. Pray for her family, for her and her family. Amen. Thank God for her. Amen. Other requests? Yes.
Remember my neighbor, James Allen. He desires to be saved.
My Lord.
Oh, yes.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Lillian. You can talk with him, and we'll do a follow-up with you and with him.
Yes.
Amen. They praise our God. Yes, amen. Sister Webb. Amen. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Webb, remember her family. We thank God she was able to be here, even if it's a pressing way. And she had to press her way to get here. I've been helping with her daughter's car and her air going down in her tire, but she's here. She pressed her way. She said she couldn't not be here. And so we thank God for his allowing her to be in the house of God this morning. So let me get Sister Smith and then Sister Smith. Violet.
I'm going to try to get there to see if everything's choosing to make sure that they're
Amen. Amen. Remember Sister Smith. Remember her loved ones, our grandchildren and grandchildren. She dearly desires to see them saved. Also remember Sister Violet Llewellyn, a special way. Sister Smith went to visit her. And so just remember her much in prayer, that God will bless and encourage her heart. Mm-hmm. God's able to encourage us where we are. He encouraged Joseph in prison. Paul, the Apostle Paul, too.
Amen.
Paul and Silas, too. So God is able. And so
yes,
remember Sister Llewellyn, much in prayer. Remember her family in prayer. And remember Sister Smith as she cares for those that she cares for in her job. That the Lord would help her to be an example of believers to those that she works with.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Sister India.
Coming at a time of need, you know, whether all need. Once again, I just want to thank him for remember coming for us and being with us and guiding us. God is so good. You know, I was on the way to work on the radio, like I said. They don't stop, okay, it's a radio station, it's a, you know, the, I say this in a respectful way, you know, where a lot of people live, they don't come and plow it. It's been 3 days, why is my life here? And so on and so on. But you know what I said? And, you know, I have to go to work, because I have to go to work. You know what, God is so good each time, you guys tell me, traveling mercy. I say that every time I give you that car. Traveling mercy here and traveling mercy back. Once again, God put me somewhere for me to learn something, and I did that. I want to say, like, I was, like, in a shit boat. I went to work. I got where I needed to be. And when they were saying the conversation, it was just like, I wish I could call them and say, well, at least we have God.
Mm-hmm.
At least I have Him. Even though they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, but at least we have somebody in remembrance of us that we can go to that helps us.
Yes.
You know, so that was, you know, that was really good because it's true. It's so real. And I'll be honest, I fall short too. And I feel so bad, but I'm happy I feel so bad because that's God telling me that I have to do more and seek Him more. But once again, I believe in Him and I love Him and I'm just thankful to be here.
Praise
and
God.
Amen. Good to see you, Sister India. We'll continue to pray. Continue to lift up the Lord. Continue to look to Him to supply your needs. Continue to ask Him to guide your steps, guide everything that you do, your thoughts and your heart. And so we're so glad to see that you're here. Amen, amen. I have a request from Brother Monty that was sent in on a text. I'm going to read it. Many of us remember his daughter, Kimonte. She attended in Sunday school and so on. And she's older now. We remember when she was quite young. And I will read it. Kimonte would like for the saints to pray for her that she will be accepted into college. A lot of tests coming up. also her car, that it doesn't break down so she can be able to get back and forth. Amen. And for safe travels.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So remember Kimanti. We remember when she was in the sixth grade or something like that. And now she's getting ready for college. So time does pass. So we remember little Kimanti. I'm sure she's probably big Kimanti now, but she'll always be little Kimanti to me. So remember that request much in prayer. Remember all of his children.
Yeah.
That special request.
Hmm.
Amen. Oh, yes, Brother Jackson. Sorry.
Family members, thank him yesterday that, as all of us, he was in the midst of this storm from Indiana all the way to Tennessee. Talked to him yesterday. I asked him, have you been to Tennessee yet? And he said, yes, I can. I'm expecting him out. And he had a blowout between the service truck to come and change his tire. And hopefully he's been to Delaware, Ohio, but he says, I'm on my way to Delaware, so I hope he's not there where
storms
there. Remember him, especially all of my family. Thank the Lord for all
the Amen. Amen. Brother Jackson made a request, special request for his son William, who's out driving. He's out, you know, driving a big truck on the road, and as these storms go through, especially when they're covering big parts of the country, and he's driving from state to state. We just pray that God will keep him safe. And wherever he is, God has kept him safe up to now. And there have been times when storms have been coming through and God has seen fit that he'll be routed or get a load to pick up or to drive somewhere else, so he's either ahead of the storm or behind the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thank God for his faithfulness. So continue to remember Brother Jackson's son, William, and remember all of his family. Remember his daughters as well and his grandchildren as well. All right. Amen. Remembering Sister Kiba, her daughter was due to have surgery, and so she may be caring for her, or she may be on her way. So just remember, lift up Sister Kiba in a special way. All general requests. All have a need from the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, I'm going to ask Sister Fran if you would take us to the throne of grace. If there's someone with a special need, you can come, altar, you can stand and pray to God, you can bow and pray to God. That because the heart's attitude is the one that's humble when we come before God. And so.
Should we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 335, Near to the Heart of God, 335, in the worship of the Lord.
Heart of God, there is.
There is a place of full relief near to the heart of God, a place where all is joy and peace, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, bless me.
The psalm poet said, oh, Jesus, bless Redeemer. He is our blessed Redeemer this morning. He has been all in all to me and to each and every one of you here today. And we just want to ask his presence. It's already been here, but that he will just continue to abide and be all that he will be for us in this life. Most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, as we come before your precious throne right now, first of all, we say thank you for this day that you have made. Thank you for watching over us. Thank you for keeping us safe throughout the storms that we've had. And thank you, Lord, that even today that we're here, those of us who were able to travel and to get out, we thank you for that. And those that are on the phone and who are listening, who weren't able to make it in, we thank you for them. Thank you for keeping them, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that no hurt, harm, or danger that we are aware of has befallen your children. So we are truly thankful. We are truly grateful this morning. Our hearts are filled and they're overflowing this morning with your goodness and with your grace, Lord. Father, this morning you brought the song to me, walking in sunlight all of my journey, over the mountains, through the deep veil. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the sunlight this morning. Thank you for blessing us, Lord, as we travel through, as we go through, over the mountains and through the deep veils. Because, Lord, we know you are with us and you will take us through that. And so, Father, we thank you for the blessed sunlight today. We thank you, Lord God, for being with us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, when the psalm poet said, some a glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. Praise God, I'll fly away. Thank you for the songs of Zion this morning that ring in my ears and in my heart, Lord, that I can bellow them out, Lord. Sometimes the enemy comes and I lose my words, but that's okay. You will bring them back to me, Lord, and you help me get through, and I sing to the glory and honor of you, Lord, this morning. And another song, Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do you remember me? Far away beyond the blue. So, Father, we know we have a home there in glory land this morning, and it outshines the sun. We just thank you that one day, Lord, we will be there with you, Lord Jesus, for that glory that you already possess, Lord. We don't have to worry about the sun that's on this side, but we thank you that we'll be able to see the sun that's on the other side in glory this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the songs of Zion and how you bless me every morning, Lord, to have a song to sing, to share, yeah, to worship, to praise your name, Lord, and just to thank you for the things that you've done and for the things that we believe you're going to do. Now, Father, my memory is not like Sister Blake's memory, who could remember all
all of those requests. But, Father, you heard each and every one of the requests this morning. And some, Lord, that are special, some, Lord Jesus, for salvation. And that's the one I want to trigger it on. As Sister Lillian said, the neighbor wants to be saved. But I ask, Lord, that you place it in his heart that he will get saved and that he won't wait any longer. And that, Lord, he will trust you, Lord Jesus, to be his all in all. It's baby steps. We're going to stumble. We're going to fall. But, Lord, you will pick us up and help us if we desire to continue to walk in that straight path, Lord God, that narrow way, Lord. We know, Lord Jesus, there is no one like you. And so, Father, we look to you for all the requests, for families, Lord, who are not saved this morning, family members, Lord, that our hearts go out to, Lord. And Lord, when I heard Siva, Lord Jesus, I've been praying for her because when she left, Lord, I didn't think that she wanted to because I believe it was a coercing. But Lord, hearing that she may be coming or unless she's taking care of someone, but Lord, I'm asking that you would continue to remember her in a special way. And then when I saw Cynthia come in with her daughter, I've been praying and loving it, Lord, on Tuesdays when I can, because most of the time on Tuesdays I have my grandson, you know that, Lord, but when I can, I try to pray. If he's still sleeping, I'm praying. So, Father, I pray that you would continue to remember these new converts. But, Lord, I pray that they would begin to start getting off of the milk and begin to start chewing on a little bit of beef because you can't get to the steak yet. But, Lord, we have to take those steps that we need to take so we can get to the stake so that, Lord, nothing moves us, Lord God. Oh, there's things that will come and knock us, but, Lord, it won't move us from where we are in Christ Jesus. And so, Father, even though we are few in number, I thank you, Lord, that these doors weren't closed. When Sister said she was seeing all these churches at the bottom of her television screens and close, 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 she was wondering, okay, should I close or whatnot? But she said, let me check it out and I'll get back with you. Thank you, Jesus, that the doors here were not closed. Because, Lord, we want anyone who is able to walk through those doors that want to hear the word from you this morning. I believe you have a word because, Lord Jesus, when your man of God stands before us, I believe you prepared him with the word. So, Father, whatever, Lord God, you have prepared him with, help us to sit in these pews and be receptive. Those that might still be on the way, please remember my niece and her children on the way, my great grands, not grands, but their great nephews, Lord, as they're on the way, and if perhaps maybe her husband is with her, praise God. So, Father, if not, do remember those who have to work on Sunday, Lord God. Father, we still pray for that, but, Lord, we know we have to take our times, too. We have to alternate, but, Lord God, that's just the world that we live in. But, Lord, there are some things we do have control over. So, Father, those things that we have control over, help us to do what is right in your eyes and in your sight. Father, for those who have medical problems and situations and circumstances in their body, such as myself and others, Lord, we're asking for a touch from you this morning, Lord. We ask that you would, Lord Jesus, allow us to just touch the hem of your garment this morning, that, Lord God, we will be made whole. You know, Lord Jesus, we cannot do it without you, Lord. These bodies fail because they are human, Lord God, and so, Father, we'll have a new body when that time comes. And we praise God for that. And so, Father, we're asking right now that you would touch those, Lord, in their bodies. Sister said her toe that began beginning the gate coming back again, Lord. It don't have to. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke all that pain and all that agony that goes along with that. And likewise, Lord, we're asking anyone who, Lord Jesus, is struggling this morning in their body. I know last night, Lord, you know, I was on my feet, Lord. My husband and I were enjoying a time together in the kitchen, fixing all of these cookies and everything, and didn't realize that I was on my feet too long. And because of that, Lord, I can hardly walk. My feet hurt so bad. But, Lord, I thank you that this morning when I arose from my bed, Lord, my feet, I could walk on them. I didn't have no issues this morning. And so I thank you for that. You know, Lord, in preparation for surgery coming up on Wednesday, there's some things I have to stay away from in medications, Lord. But, Father, you're the medication that runs through my bones and my body.
Amen.
And you can keep me.
Yes.
And that's what I pray,
yes,
that you will continue to keep me,
amen,
that I'll be all that you would have for me to be up until surgery and even after. One day, Lord, I'm looking to lay all of those,
yes,
things down at your feet and say, Lord, I know, Lord, you've healed me in the inside,
yes,
and I don't need those no more. So, Father,
yes,
I'm looking forward to that day, that glorious day. Oh, Father, I thank you for Sister Webb, Lord God, pressing her way this morning. Oh, Father, she said nothing was going to stop her this morning. Every time you turn around, this happens or that happens, and the enemy keeps right on throwing. He just keeps throwing those stones or whatever blows at you, Lord. But if you have a determination,
yes,
Lord, you make a way,
yes,
for those who have determination this morning. So I thank you for her determination to be in the house of God this morning. And even Sister India, her,
yes,
determination to be here with her little daughter this,
yes,
morning. So I pray, Lord, that you would just be with them, bless them, strengthen them, encourage. That's what they need, encouragement in the word, encouragement to hang on, to be stronger, to grow. So, Lord, some things don't move them, Lord. Some things they can just stand firm on. The Bible says when you got, you stand. Sometimes we just have to stand right on the word of God and just say, I'm standing on the promises of God. And so, Father, sometimes we got to stand. Help us to stand. Help us not to lean to our own understanding. But, Lord, in all of our ways, to acknowledge you this morning for the direction of our walk, our pathway this morning. Father, the one that looks back, Lord, the way becomes crooked, Lord.
Yes.
But we got to keep looking forward, Lord,
yes,
so that path remains straight. So this morning I'm asking in the name of Jesus,
yes,
that you remember all of our family members who we've been praying for, who we've been putting at the throne of grace, that you will, Lord God, do a work in their hearts and in their spirits. They need you this morning, and they need you as never before. These are the last days. And so, Father, excuse me, in these last days, we need to gird up our loins. We need to be about, Lord, spreading the word of God and allowing people to hear. Don't be afraid, but just say, Lord, let your spirit use me. Let me just say, in Jesus' name, you know, Jesus can help us. Jesus is right here. He can do for us what we can't do for ourselves. But first of all, you have to come to know him. People say, oh, I don't believe in that. You know why you don't believe? Because you don't have him in the heart. You don't have him. But if your heart gets softened, then you will become to know who Jesus is. When you allow him to soften your heart, you will know who he is. And he will come in and he will sup with you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Sister Lillian's neighbor, help him, his heart to be softened this morning. And anyone else who might be listening, who, Lord, is teeter-tottering on the fence, you said either you're hot or cold, but lukewarm, that teeter-tottering, I'll spew you out of my mouth. So help us, Lord, to get those to be hot for you, Lord, so that they can run on and win others for you, Lord, before it's too late. Before it's too late, Lord. Before you call us home or before you call them home to be with the Lord. We, Lord, are to win as many souls as we can. And so, Father, we're asking that you would help us to remember to do what we're supposed to do, and that is share the word with as many people as we can and not be afraid. Give us the boldness of Peter and Paul to speak out and to declare that Jesus is Lord. He is Lord of our lives, and he is Lord of everything that we do. We acknowledge him so that he can direct our walk and our steps this morning. Help us, Lord, to keep holding on to your unchanging hand. Covet not this world's vain riches that so easily decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasure, for it will never fade away. So we got to hold to your hand this morning, to your unchanging hand. And we got to build our hopes on things eternal. We got to hold to God's unchanging hand. In the precious name of Jesus, I didn't call individual names, Lord, but you heard all the requests for family, those in the nursing home, our dear mother, Fluellen, we love dearly. Oh, Father, bless her in a special way. She's still trying to find a way to get out so she can get home. But, Lord, keep her in her mind and keep her in her thoughts. Help her to know that she's loved and that we love her. Help her to keep on remembering you and that you, Lord Jesus, will see her through. And remember her children, her daughter, oh, Father, in a special way. Oh, Father, I know she loves her mom dearly. So I ask that you remember Sister Diane and that she will not take anything, but that she will always remember when a person has that type of disease. They say all kinds of things and they do all kinds of things. I've been reading about it. We even have a person in our congregation who works with that type of situation. That's her job. And she told us some things of what we need to do in order to help them when situations, circumstances arise. I thank you for that because, Lord Jesus, we never know when one of our family members will have that dementia or and turn over to Alzheimer's. We just don't know. But Lord, it's good for us to be prepared and to understand the disease and how it works. But Lord, you can keep her in her mind. You can keep her in her thoughts and help us, Lord Jesus, to continue to pray, continue to seek your will and your wisdom. And Father, we'll never cease this morning to give you all the praise, to give you all the glory, to give you all the honor. For truly, Lord, we're looking to fly away. Some glad morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 And amen.
Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for the spirit of prayer. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We heard an amen from one who we were praying for to get here. Amen. Good morning, Sister Maria. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Salvation is so wonderful. Amen. Thank God. Even as Sister Fran was praying and from time to time, we all get afflicted or sickness of one kind or another. But God's salvation is still his salvation, is it not?
That's right.
Amen. As she was praying, I thought of the scripture that says, And we know that salvation is a treasure. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. These bodies of ours are earthen vessels. We know that God made man from the dust of the earth. So we have, but the salvation that we have is in us. It's not of the flesh, but it's of the spirit. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us. Amen. Because we're not sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves. Amen. Because our faith is in God. We thank God that we can pray the prayer of faith, amen, knowing that the Lord is able to answer. Amen. I'm before you to take up the morning offering. This is the first Sunday of the month. So the special offering, which may be placed in the center plate, is for benevolence. So the offering for benevolence may be placed in the center, and our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. And we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the foregoing prayer, dear God. And we pray, Father, that you would knit these prayers together, even as one, dear God. For, Lord, we are one people calling upon one God. And, Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would hear our voice. We pray, dear God, that you would receive these offerings. And we thank you, dear God, for providing for our needs. We know, dear God, that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from thee. And so, Lord, we count our salvation, that good and perfect gift. We count our Savior, Jesus, as that good and perfect gift. Lord, we thank you, dear God, that you even provide, Lord, for our temporal needs, dear God, in this life. Lord, you know what we have need of, dear God. But, Lord, you told us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things would be added unto us. And, Lord, we have found it to be so. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these tithes and offerings, dear God, and that you would use them to your glory and your honor, dear God. For, Lord, we know not what to do, Lord, except you should guide us. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would guide us, dear Father, even in the use and disbursement, Lord, of the tithes and offerings, Lord. For we know, Lord, that all of it belongs to thee, dear God. So we pray that you would bless each gift and each giver, dear Father. And, Lord, that you would be first and foremost in each life. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
By thy power, dear God, to the river.
aches and pains. Amen. No surgeries. No burdens. No worries. Amen. Praise our God. Ever to rejoice. Amen. But in order to have that on your heart, oh, I want to see him, we have to be at peace with him.
Yes.
In order to look upon his face, we've got to have peace with him now. Praise our God. Because if that's not the case, there is anyone who is lost and undone on that day of judgment. It will not be an, oh, I want to see him. It will be a fearful looking for of judgment. And so it pays us to make our calling and election sure right now with God. Amen. In order to have that blessed hope at the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, I want to see him. Amen. I want others to see him too. Praise our God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Praise God.
Praise.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his spirit. Amen. As much as we have been praising him in song and lifting up his name and looking to him in prayer, we realize that his word is what has been established, and his word is what's going to stand forever, and his word is what we need.
Amen.
His word is our feeding. We need it more than our natural food, and so we're going to look to the Lord in prayer at this time and lift up our dear brother, minister, man of God, anointed and appointed, our dear brother, Alan Scott, as he comes before us, bringing God's word. We know that he's going to bring us what God has given him to give to us. So we're going to lift him up to the Lord in prayer for power. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that our hearts have felt, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the anointed prayer, dear God, that was given, Lord, by Sister Scott, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, your continued blessings upon her, dear God. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless, dear Father, at this hour, dear God, of your service, and that you would put your special anointing, dear God, on Minister Scott. We thank you for him, dear God. We thank you for his life, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, for how he walks before you, dear God. And Lord, looks to you, dear God, Father, for his guidance. Lord, looks to you, dear Father, for the words of life, Lord, to bring to us. And so we pray, dear God, that you would anoint him with power from on high, dear God. Lord, that he may proclaim the acceptable day of the Lord. Father, that he may declare, dear God, all that your spirit has spoken to him, Lord, to give to us. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for him. We thank you, Lord, for his love, the love that he has for us, dear God, and for the love that he has for you, dear Father. And we pray, dear God, that you would be with him, dear God, and give him the strength that he needs, dear God, to stand before us, Lord. Touch him, dear God, from head to toe, dear Father. And give him, dear Father, Lord, the words to speak, dear God. Lord, that we might be blessed, dear God. Lord, that we might be strengthened in thee, dear Father. For, Lord, we need your strength, Lord, to stand. Lord, that we might be fully equipped, dear Father, even with your whole armor, dear God. Lord, to walk, go through this life, dear God, and to withstand, dear God, all that the enemy would try to bring against us. And, Lord, having done all, Lord, that you've said, Lord, that we may be able to stand in your word. Have your way, dear God. Bless your minister, dear God, your servant, Lord, as he preaches your word. Bless us hearers, dear God, Lord, to receive all of your word, dear God. Lord, that we may, Lord, be fed, Lord, that we may grow, Lord, that if it's rebuke, Lord, that we need, dear Father, we say amen and send it. Lord, if it's reproof that we need, Lord, we say amen, send it. Lord, if it's instruction, Lord, that we need, Lord, we say amen, Lord, send it and have your way in us, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you, dear Father. Amen. Minister Alan Scott.
Praise be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Truly, he's worthy of all praise and thanksgiving. You know, you can't help but begin your praise and worship as soon as you're made conscious in the morning. When you first make that move to get out the bed and realize time has caught up with you. Some of the things we did when we were younger without giving thought, we're now reminded of through aches and pains of various kinds. But praise be to God, you can get up with praise and thanksgiving because you're able to get up. You're able to prepare yourself. Praise God. You're able to get on your knees or maybe sit on the side of the bed and just lift up your voice for the word of God that keeps us encouraged, that keeps us strong in our faith. We certainly want to give honor to Pastor Jenkins. Anytime she calls, by the grace of God, it's always a yes. Didn't know if we was going to make it up here this week or not. We was kind of worrying about thinking about the weather, not really knowing what it was like from Lebanon to here or even up here in the side streets. I know in Lebanon, I was talking to a brother man, how that the side streets don't get treated as well or as fast as some of the main streets. But as it's been said, by grace through faith, you press on. And you trust in the same God to get you through that ice patch as you would if it was dry land. And so we're just thankful to God for each and every one of you being out this morning, for making it out safely, and for being able to come together and just worshiping and praising God. We have so much to be grateful for. To Minister Blake and the deacons and all of you, we just thank God for your presence and your warm welcome. Again, I thank God for blessing a wife to be able to be here. She encouraged me, saints, to get in that kitchen. Now, you know, there's only one could fit in a kitchen at a time. And usually, brothers, it's not us. but that's okay. You know, I kind of like to be on the tasting end anyway. But she had bought all these products for making cookies, and I'm like, okay, well, I put it off as long as I could. And, you know, she said, well, let me know when you're ready. And, you know, I'm in the word, and okay, well, I'll let you know when I'm ready. And so I put it off as long as I could, and we ended up in the kitchen together, stirring up all these different types of cookies and creations. Some you had to ice and do all this other stuff, but I made it through making the cookies, but all the decorations and all, I had to wash my hands and walk away. But my sister came up, who lives a few houses down. She came up, and at that time, my wife let her know that her feet was really, really hurting bad. I didn't know it. I didn't really pay attention to how long we had been on our feet. But my sister said, hey, I'll decorate them. And, hey, I pulled out all the stuff and said, oh, Alan's going to do it. I said, oh, no, I'm just getting it ready. So she did. She decorated them all. She ate a few. And when she went home, I said, hey, take some of them with you. And but it was a blessed time. It was a fun time. Always a joy to take time and do things with your spouse that, you know, both parties can agree upon. As I was looking to the Lord for a word this morning, you know, nobody wants to hear from Alan. Nobody cares what Alan has to think. We all have an opinion. We all have a thought. We all have a conviction. But we all want to know what thus saith the Lord. That's number one. That's what means the most to each one of us. So desiring like you to know, Lord, what would you have us to speak, Lord? What will minister to each and every one of us, Lord? Every need represented in this room this morning. He already knew who would be here, who would not, who would be listening online, and exactly what we all need. And so this morning we want to speak from the subject, God's promises versus people's problems. God's promises versus people's problems. Wife and I were viewing on yesterday this couple who was at a restaurant having breakfast with their little toddler. And the little toddler was eating some pancakes. And a piece of pancake got caught. And, of course, the mother, being calm, turned the toddler over on his stomach and began to tap him firmly on the back, only to realize nothing had come out. Thinking that it did, she turned the toddler over, only to find the toddler had turned blue. Now she went into a full-blown panic. She's in a restaurant. But now she's panicking because her little toddler has turned blue. She does not know what to do. Now she's hollering and she's expressing herself and the need for help. But at this point, the other customers were only looking with amazement, really not knowing what to do themselves. As they begin to gather around this table where the toddler was choking, we noticed that there was one individual who left the restaurant. It would cause you to think, wow, you're going to leave? I mean, even though maybe there's nothing you feel you can do, but, you know, you're there for physical support, but this guy gets up and just walks out the door. But the camera picked him up, coming right back in to another door. And he walked up to this woman who was a complete stranger to him, and says, give me the toddler. Can you imagine your little toddler's choking, he's turned blue, and you don't know, you're going to die, and a complete stranger asks, give me your toddler. Lay him on this table. Just lay him there. And this guy pulls out a device called, I believe, vital Functional.
Did you see that? In watching this, I said, oh, man, that'll preach. But he took that thing, and it did exactly what it was designed to do. He positioned it. He pulled it. And it popped that pancake right out that child's mouth. And immediately the eyes were open. The color began to restore. Wife and I was talking about it. And we thought, look at the time that went by while this woman was screaming, and we noticed there was really no cry for help. No one said, call 911. There was nothing, only hysteric. And my baby, which everyone could see. But it wasn't until this one man remembered he had something vital to this child's life or death. And he used it and brought life back to this child. And it showed where they celebrated. After it was all said and done, they came back together at a later date and they began to celebrate. It made me think about, you know, we all have trouble. We all have problems. We're all facing something in our lives, as believers, as unbelievers. We're all alike facing challenges. But God gives us the word of God. Put it in paper. Put it on paper. Printed it out. All we have to do is take it up and read it. Just read it. But we know that many have read and have come back only to say, I don't understand. This makes absolutely no sense to me. They, like this woman, have tried many things to escape their problems and challenges, but of no avail. And all they're hearing is, just try this, try this. What if that woman would have said, no, get away from my baby? But instead, desperate for her baby, understanding she could not do anything herself, she reached out her baby to a complete stranger. You can kind of see and understand why unbelievers are where they are, not only in their time of trouble. We've all been there, done that. We've had our time. But there's a reason why we believe in God. There's a reason. Like that woman, we surrendered when we were called. We didn't say, no, get away from me. I don't want to hear any more of it. No, we surrendered. It was in total faith that woman gave that child up. And we know how dear that child was to that woman, but the woman was willing, not knowing this was an exercise of faith. This is all God is asking, is that we simply exercise faith, complete blind faith in the word of God. That man made no promises to this woman. There was no expectations. She simply surrendered the child, hoping that this man could do something to change this child's life around. This is what God is calling for, speaks to the unbeliever. Just surrender your life. Just give it over to me just as it is. Recognizing, like this woman, you've done all you can do. I can't touch it now. I've got nothing. I can only hope that God can make a difference, that this word can bring about change in my life. I've been told all I need to do is believe. But then we hear that the devil believes. So we know it's going to take more than just simply believing. even when it comes to the word of God.
Amen.
It's going to take action like this woman. She could have believed the man could have did something, but it was her action in surrendering that baby that brought about the change. That man would not have tried to take that baby. No, God's not going to try to force anybody
Amen.
To surrender to him. But what he will do, like this man, is show you love in a time of hopelessness, in a time when you recognize, I've got nothing. There's nothing I can do about this situation to bring about a change, to make matters any better. There's nothing that I can do that will make me believe my tomorrow will be any different than my today. Nothing except hope in the word of God. That's all I've got. I got nothing but hope, faith in the word of God. But how does an unbeliever get to that place? We know how a believer has got to that place. Just ask one, and they will give you what we've heard even this morning, testimonies. They may not be able to preach Genesis to Revelations, but they can certainly tell you verbatim what God did in their situation,
Amen.
The change that he made in their life, the difference that he made in a hopeless situation. They can only tell what he's done in their life. That's all God is asking us. It's good that we memorize, it's expedient that we meditate on the word of God and that we share the word of God. Because we know it's that word that brings about change in our lives. God's promises versus people's problems. So we know right off the bat, you got a problem, you have to do something. Woman, you just can't stand there hysterical. I mean, yes, you've acknowledged I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to go off on somebody. You get to that breaking point. But if you don't do something to bring about change, what's going to happen? You're only going to find yourself broken and in the hands of the enemy. And one of those whom God is referencing when he says, but the wicked I will destroy. We got to do something. Like the woman, we've got to reach out. In the world, everybody knows no matter what part of the country you get in trouble, you dial 911. You got five-year-olds that know, mommy not feeling good, dial 911. They teach it, and the five-year-old uses it in that time of need. They know they have to reach out if change is to take place. There has to be that step that we take forward. While some suggest you take one forward, you're going to take two or three backwards. Yes, that's the enemy discouraging you from going forward. You have to take a step. Everybody knows if you stand there, you ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
It's like being on a treadmill. You're stepping, but you know you're not going anywhere. Change is taking place. You can't see it. Easy to be discouraged. That lounge chair sitting over there is encouraging you. Come on over here. Relax. But you know if you want change to take place, you better keep on stepping. Turn it up a little bit. Keep on stepping. We know that we have to seek out someone that can make a difference. Isn't it interesting on our jobs, how that those coworkers, those unbelievers, criticizers, naysayers, isn't it interesting when they really find themselves in deep water, in trouble, how they seem to make their way around to you just to say, can you pray for me? And want to whisper, Can you pray for me? They don't want nobody to know that they just asked for prayer. That they just asked you, the one they've been criticizing and laughing and making jokes about. They don't want nobody to know that they have a need they can't fix. They've exhausted themselves, but they do know there's something about you that's different. Your talk is different. Your walk is different. Maybe your dress may be different, maybe not, but they know that there's something about your conversation about Jesus that causes them to believe, maybe, just maybe, what do I have to lose? This might bring about change in my life. This might be the answer to what I need done in my life. And they come and find you wherever you might be. And generally, as a believer, you're off, not out of sight, but off. You're not engaged in all the jokes and all that. You're just off. You're reading your Bible. And they notice that. Why are they always reading that Bible? Don't know nothing about it. But they concerned. Why are you always? But let them get in deep water.
Yeah.
And they will seek you out. And they will ask you to pray. I've had that happen to me. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because I always, it's easy to say, oh, sure. But oh, no. No, you ain't getting off that issue with me. I'm like, sure, look, let me tell you how you can pray for yourself. But let's start from the beginning. Now, it's easy for you to come and ask for a fix without you having any what they call a skin in the game.
Yeah.
It's easy to just say, well, you know, the Lord, just go talk to him for me. You know, tell him all about it. I'll throw a little something in the plate. I understand it's all about money. That's their conception. That's where they are. Don't get upset. Still share the love of God. Don't let them see any difference in you than what they've been seeing all along. A sweet, loving spirit. We all know that's how God got us. We sing the song, Love Lifted Me. We know it was the love of God that drew us in. God had just as much right to disown us in light of all that we have done in the world of sin, but he showed us love instead. And so we must continue to show that love. We have to humble ourselves. We have to ask by faith, believing in God. I mean, you Bible readers, you remember in Sunday school, one of the stories we learned was Noah and the ark. Never heard of rain before. What's a boat? But here was one man of faith. Can you imagine one man in all the world? One man had enough faith to not only receive the instructions, but in spite of the fact he didn't have a clue what rain was, didn't have a clue what a boat was, all he understood was these are the instructions. Follow them, and souls will be saved. And Noah was about saving souls. But here's an opportunity. Here's a time in his life when he was asked to do something that made absolutely no sense. Lord, I would laugh at a man if he came up to me with such. Rain, what is rain? What is a boat? Do you realize how foolish you look out here building, constructing this humongous object for what again? Have you listened to how you sound? Sometimes we find ourselves like that. We find the unbeliever questioning us, mm-hmm. and sometimes we'll find ourselves second-guessing ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because what we're hearing from the unbeliever almost starts making sense to us until we get our minds back on Amen. The Word of God.
Amen.
We understand that those whose minds have stayed on me, I'll keep them in perfect peace, that complete, that whole state in Christ Jesus, in righteousness, you keep your mind stayed. We can't allow our thoughts to be deterred by the thoughts of the world. That's their way. We're now walking in Christ's way. There's a huge difference. What about Moses? You know, as men and women of God, we recognize that God has gifted us. We all have different gifts. But the important thing is that we utilize the gift that God has given us. Now, granted, some may be in that place where they're not quite sure what that gift might be. But you just keep trusting and believing and praying, God will open your eyes to the gift that he would have you to use in ministry during your time here on earth. But Moses found himself in a situation as a leader. And he had led, he had done everything that God had told him to do, but now their backs are against the wall and the leadership doesn't have a clue what to do. And actually everything that the people saying, even though it's murmuring and complaining, the fact of the matter is what they're saying is true. But we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith.
Amen.
These individuals, believers, these are individuals who God had delivered out of bondage, who made a way of escape out of Egypt, who had been given a promise, who were singing and rejoicing, and I might add, who left very, very wealthy. Plenty of meat and drink, and everything was great, and all the celebration that was coming out of the mouths of the believers, of the people of God. But as soon as they found themselves, their back against the wall, that old nature flared up. That old nature began to say, now, come on, man, think about it. Do you really believe that you can escape the army of Pharaoh? Really? Nobody's defeated them. I mean, look, your general up there, he doesn't even know what to do. He's like, okay, but look around you. There's nowhere to go. If you go this way, you got to face the army. You can't swim across the Red Sea. I mean, come on, fellas. Faith. But at a time when leadership may find themselves without a resolve, all Moses did was look to the Lord, which is what all of us need to do in that time of trouble, is look to the promise of God. And all God is going to tell you, as was with Moses, use what I've given you. Lift up the staff. I can imagine when he was told just lift it up, he had to go back to the lesson he learned when it was just a stick in his hand. But then God had to teach him something while he was up there communing with God there at the burning bush and then in the presence of Pharaoh. I like that one about Pharaoh. I really do. Because he laid down that stick and it became snake and they said, oh, man, that's just old cheap magician's trick. I got one up on you. They laid down their stick and their sticks turned into snakes, so it was two against one. Well, you know the story. I don't need to go there. But that one consumed the two. But what really blessed me was when God told Moses, pick up the stick. Now, if you know anything about snakes, you don't pick up a snake by the tail because the snake will turn around and bite you. You pick up the snake by the head to control it. But God had him pick up the stick from the tail to learn a lesson. Okay, we all have seen what God can do, what God will do. You know, they put down two, I put down one. But Moses, I got a lesson for you because, see, you're going to be at the Red Sea. And you need to understand you have more than just a stick in your hand. If I have the power to consume the snakes, I have the greater authority here. You need to know if you'll just obey me and do just as I say. It may go against logic, but trust me, pick it up and change will take place. Now, I have to confess, snakes and I had a snake through on me when I was little, and ever since I had a problem. And I'm about 65. Is that right, my sheep? We're 65. Okay. And still, snakes. That would be my test. Snakes. And to pick one up, period. But faith says, be obedient and pick it up, as God has said. But here, when he faced one of his greatest challenges, he lifted up that staff and the Red Sea parted. Change takes place even when it doesn't seem logical. But only when we find ourselves being obedient to the word of God. Do just as requested. And every time with the ark, souls were saved. With the staff, souls were delivered. And then you know the little boy that had the, few fish and few loaves of bread, and he gave it up, and how thousands were fed. That little boy had no idea that his little lunch bag was going to feed so many. But when we give what God has given to us, when we surrender it by faith, it will bring about change. It'll bring about the healing that we all desire. God's promises versus people's problems. We know that God's promises are always much greater than our problems. We know that. We know it. We confess it. But there's that time of action of going through in a manner that God has put in place. Let's quickly look at the promise. If we look at 1 Peter 5:10, it speaks of the God of all grace, the God who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. It tells us, after that ye have suffered a while, this same God will make you perfect. He'll restore you. He'll establish you. He'll secure you. He'll strengthen and settle you. But he says, after you've suffered a while. I don't know. I like this verse best. When I read it when I first got saved, I kind of skipped over that part, after you suffered a while, because I kind of like that part about make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle. See, I kind of skipped over that part, after you suffer a while. You can look from Genesis to Revelations, and you will find that God's people, there was always that time of suffering. But you would also be able to see God true to his word, how that he would work all things together for good to them who love him and are the called according to his purpose. We all have purpose. We've all been called. For those who have answered and who love him, God is able even to take the suffering in our life and work it for the good. We just can't figure it out sometimes. But sometimes we just have to give up the baby and let God be God. We have to stand on his promises. So we look at our text. Psalms 145, beginning with verse 14. This is one area where I always felt this is pretty self-explanatory. But I need to read it over and over sometimes when I find the enemy, he's got me where maybe I've tripped. You know how you're walking, you trip on some carpet or something and you stumble. Or if you're carrying too much weight, more than you can carry upright, and so you can carry it, but you find yourself kind of bent over a little bit because of the burden you're carrying. That's what I envisioned when I read verse 14. The Lord upholdeth, he lifts all that fall. So understand, my brothers and sisters, there may be that time from the time you get saved to the time you get called to glory where you find yourself actually being tripped up, where you actually find yourself maybe even falling. But the word says the Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. So in Matthew 11:28, when he says, come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, this here fits what is being expressed by David here in 14. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. While the enemy would have us discouraged because we got tripped up, or discouraged because we feel like we have fallen, as they say, out of grace. Here it lets us know, according to the promise of God, David's words here, man after God's own heart, tells us that God raises up all those that be bowed down. That's in the old, but if you go to the new again, come unto me as long as we turn to the Lord. You got to do something. When you stumble, you got to get yourself, you know, you tripped up, but catch your balance. But sometimes you can't regain your balance. Sometimes you find yourself down on hands and knees. You've fallen. And yet the enemy would suggest you down there now, you might as well stay. It's a wrap. It's over. But not according to the word of God. The word of God says God raises up all those that be bowed down. So you might be under that load that puts you down on your hands and knees. But think about it, that's not a bad position to be in. Where do you go generally when you are in need, when you find yourself tripped up, but on hands and knees, crying out unto the Lord? Take that time to look to the Lord. You never know. It may be that the reason why you were tripped up was because of the need to spend more time with the Lord in prayer. Verse 15, the eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. As much as we would like to say a prayer and say amen and expect to change right then and there. Not saying that God can't do it, but I'm saying the Bible says in due season. So while the children of Israel were in bondage for 70 years and they had some good old boys telling them, oh, it won't be all that long, God had to come along and say, I didn't tell them that. Those are false prophets. You're going to be here 70 years. Build your homes. Plant your gardens. Marry your children. You're going to be here a while. In due season, I will bring you out. In due season, I'll bring you back to that place that you were dispersed from. Due season, I will rebuild what's been torn down. In due season. So we all have to understand that we have our season. After we've suffered a while, then God says, I will. We can't escape that time of suffering because we all know. I certainly can confess that it's in those most difficult, painful times that I draw the closest to the Lord. I mean, when you realize that unless God saves me, it's over. It's over. And when you get to that place, your heart is humbled. It's that place when God really, really wants us to pour out our hearts to him, to trust in his promises. He's made a promise. In due season, I'll give you meat. In due season, when you need it. Now, we all know that when we get in a bad, bad situation, we feel like, Lord, now you know, I can't take too much. I can't take too much more that man's mouth. I can't take too much more that coworker's lips. Lord, you want. But we know that there's a season for everything. And it's not always the other person's fault. We like to blame it on them, but the fact of the matter is there's something that God is trying to work in and through our lives for a season. We can praise God that it's only for a season, because if it wasn't for the time being shortened, we know we couldn't make it. But in verse 16, David goes on, continue to say, Thou openest thine hand and satisfieth the desire of every living thing. Didn't David say, you delight yourself in the Lord and I'll give you the desires of your heart? And I know we all have desires. You know, I can remember when I was in that wheelchair that, Lord, if you could just give me pain-free 1 hour, that's it. I mean, I've been like this over a year. If you could just give me 1 hour without pain. Don't you know when you get that 1 hour, it's like a whole day. Because you've suffered so much, so long. And to have God hear your prayer and answer and give you that request, that desire of your heart. Lord, just 1 hour. I'm not asking to take it away. I'm just at just 1 hour, Lord. That's one way of saying, Lord, I just want to know you're still there. You know what I've been going through, Lord? I really need to see you, Lord. I really need to see you right now. You've been there. You just really need to see the Lord. You got in that place and all kind of thoughts are going through your mind, and you just really need to know that God is with you. You just need to see him do something for you. And in that due season, he steps in and gives you the desire of your heart. Why? His promise. Look at verse 18. The Lord is nigh all them that call upon him. You call on him. He's going to be there. He's going to answer our prayer. We just have to remember, after we've suffered a while, how long is a while? That's the question. How long, Lord, is a while? I mean, I've been in this thing now for how long is a while? Time is the least of our concern. We all know it really doesn't matter how long as we know that while we're in it, God is with us. Time really is irrelevant. Oh, we prefer, but we all know, Lord, as long as you're with me, as long as I know you're with me, as long as I can see your hand working in and through this situation, as long as I know you're faithful to your promise, I know I can make it through. Mm-hmm. So call on him, because he says to all that call upon him in truth.
Amen.
Now, we have to know that when we ask God for something that is not in alignment to his word, it is not going to happen.
Amen.
He says, in truth, we can't read the portion that we like where we just ask and he gives. He says, when you call on him in truth. So when we pray, let's just stop just for a moment, just long enough to stop and think, okay, what I'm about to ask God for, does it line up with his word? Because I already know that if it doesn't line up with his word, I'm wasting my breath. I'm wasting my time. So maybe I need to go and look in the word and find that it does in fact line up, so that when it seems like it's not lining up, when the enemy would have us discouraged, we have some word that we digested prior to going in to this time of prayer that we can hold on to, that we're unmovable because we know his word is true. He cannot lie. We know that. So when the enemy would have us discouraged and made to feel that God has forsaken us, we have the word of promise. Right here in 19, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. You just can't talk to God like you're talking to one of the boys on the street or one of the girls at the salon. This is God. You have to have that respect, that reverence. You know, you can't go to him like with that hood talk. You know, that might be good in the street, might work there, but when it comes to the presence of God, you have to talk with respect and reverence. You have to. He says he will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He's not talking about that fear that Brother Scott would have if somebody threw a cobra on him. No, he's talking about a respect, a reverence. He goes on to say he also will hear their cry and will save them. We have promise after promise. First, God does care about our desire. And secondly, he will save me. When the enemy would suggest you're a lost cause, that God has forsaken you based on everything that I'm seeing, feeling, and thinking, we have the word of God that says he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. So I know that as long as I go before him in truth, that I have that respect and reverence for him, that he will fulfill the desire that I have in my heart. What desire do I have? That I be in his perfect will. I mean, yeah, you can ask for cars, clothes, housing, but my greatest desire is to know and do the will of God. Because all those other things, though they have their place in terms of the physical, but when it comes to the spiritual, when we stand before God, we want to hear, enter in thy good and faithful service. He don't care what kind of car you clothe, all that stuff. Irrelevant. We want to hear and say, enter in thy good and faithful servant. So verse 20, the Lord preserveth all them that love him. I mean, those with spouses, husband, you know when your wife loves you. You knew from the beginning that it wasn't just I love you. It was more than just words. And vice versa. You can say words, but there's got to be some action behind those those words of love. And in verse 20, David is saying, the Lord preserveth all them that love him. And the desires that I have in my heart, they will line up with the things of God. They will, because I love him. I love him. I don't want it to just be words. God is greater than the heart. That's scripture. God is greater than the heart and knoweth all things. He knows when we just talking. He knows when they're just words of expression. He knows if we truly, truly love him. Just like he knows if we truly fear him, reverence, respect him. But we have all these promises. David concluded, my mouth, talking about himself, my mouth in verse 21 shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and forever. David had gone through a whole lot of experiences. He is known for being a man after his own heart, but you learn his history, and he wasn't all that. But he recognized the love of God. He accepted the love of God. And as a result of that, his life was changed. And now his heart was changed. And nothing delighted him more than to be in the will of God. And so David said, my mouth, this mouth here, I mean, I can run off the mouth. I can say all this. He said, my mouth, the praise of the Lord. As believers, as this morning, we can say a whole lot of things. We can use this mouth to express a whole lot of things. But when you love the Lord, this mouth will be used to express praise. This mouth will be used to worship God because we're not going to so easily forget where we used to be and where we are today. We know. Everybody don't know our business. But we know. God knows. And so in 146, David says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I looked up that praise because it said, praise ye the Lord. And then he said it again, praise the Lord. I looked at it, said, really praise the Lord. Really praise the Lord. I mean, you could just praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But when you're excited about something, I mean, cry out to God about something you really, really need to happen in your life and let it happen. You're talking about praise. You're talking about worship. You'll understand the true meaning of praise, the true meaning of worship. Even at a time when others would seek to discourage you and talk about what God is and is not, you will be able to praise and worship because you're going to reflect on what he has done in your life for you. And so in closing, God's promises versus people's problems. We've all got problems, but we're going to have to do something about them. We're going to have to reach out. We're going to have to take that step forward. We're going to have to seek out the will and word of God. We're going to have to humble ourselves and know that we're going to have to walk by faith and not by sight. We're going to have to remember the experiences of men and women of Bible times and what they had experienced of the goodness and mercy of God before we experience our own. We don't have to lean upon somebody else's testimony. I don't know about you, but there came a point in time in my life when I said, Lord, I love to see the saints get excited. You know, in our church, there was more of the older saints than the younger. And as a younger child of God, I would watch some of the older saints run around the church and I scratch my head and I'm like, man, what's that all about? You know, but then as I began to grow with my own testimony, then I began to understand. Now I understand their shout. Now I understand their praise. So, some might just wave a hand. Some might jump up and down. Some might take a lap around the pew. Everybody's different. Some might just stand there and smile. You don't know nothing about that smile. You don't know nothing about what the Lord has done in that soul's life. All you know is that smile. But it's different. That smile is a smile unto the Lord. And only they and God knows all about it. That's why you can't pass judgment on how a person praises God, how a person chooses to worship God. They may not do it exactly like you, but as long as they do it, as long as they worship, as long as they praise God, as long as they acknowledge him for what he has done in and through their life, that is true worship and true praise. Be encouraged. Hold on to God's promises. He will uphold us. He will raise us up when we've fallen. If we come to him, he'll give us that place of rest in the midst of a storm. If we'll choose to wait on him, he'll give us our meat in due season. His hands open to satisfy the desire. For we know he's righteous in all his ways, holy in all of his works. So call on him. Call on him in truth. His desire is to fulfill our desire as we trust and obey him. He will hear our cry. He will save us in our hour of need. He will preserve us who love him. So the question we need to be asking ourselves, do we really, really love him? Because all these promises versus all the problems, the promises suggest that what do we have to worry about? If we counted the cost before we surrendered to the Lord, we all knew we had a cross to bear. Did we not?
Yeah.
Did we think after we got saved that there would be no cross to bear? When God says, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, her cross. We all have a cross. We all have that suffering, but it's for Christ's sake. I know it might appear it's that man or that woman. It might appear it's the job issue. It might appear that it's the bills and all, but we all have a cross. It ain't all that, as my pastor would say, excuse my poor grammar, but it ain't all that. It's God working in our lives. He promised to cleanse us from all unrighteousness if we do our part and just simply confess. We got to acknowledge when things are not right in our lives. What do you think kept the children of Israel from entering the promised land? It was their unwillingness to obey God. Why do you think they had to be circumcised twice? Because all of them that disobeyed was dead. Not a one of them except two. I shouldn't say not a one except two entered, but those were the only two that obeyed. So the children that were actually born in the wilderness had to be circumcised. Why? Back in the days of old, it was a sign that you are one of mine. You're one of mine. You have to be circumcised. You got to have some skin in the game. Today, in the New Testament time, our hearts have to be circumcised.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But God said, if you confess, I'll be faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse from all unright. God's even taken the responsibility, the charge of cleansing our old dirty hearts,
mm-hmm.
our old dirty thoughts. All of our thoughts aren't pure, but God knows. God says, I got you. I'm going to cover you.
Amen.
I'm going to cover you. I'm going to cleanse you. But we have to do our part. We have to be obedient
Amen.
To the word of God,
Amen.
To the will of God. May God bless you, keep you encouraged in spite of the storm outside, the storm raging on the inside. We have the word of promise. God is able, and he is true and faithful to his word. Be encouraged. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for his word, God's promise. Amen. Thank God. God's promises versus people's problems. Amen. When we think of who Almighty God is, God, and even the Word of God said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? There's nothing too hard for the Lord. So as Minister Scott has said, when we meet the conditions, when we obey, because as he said, unwillingness to obey causes loss.
Mm-hmm.
God has made all these precious promises, but if we're not willing to obey, we're going to lose out. And since there's nothing too hard for the Lord, we think of all the wombs that were barren, that
mm-hmm.
that we're told of in the scriptures, that God opened those wombs
mm-hmm.
and made a great nation, starting with Abraham.
Yes.
Thank God, because people have problems. There are going to be problems.
Yes.
Jesus said, in this world, you shall have tribulation. But he
mm-hmm.
said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome
yes.
the
yes.
world.
Yes.
And he said, if we abide in him and his word abide in us. So
mm-hmm.
there's the condition
yes.
that that Minister Scott was talking about.
Yes.
We've got to meet the condition. We've got to obey. He said, if we abide in him and his word abide in us, we can ask what we will. There's the promise.
Mm-hmm.
There's the promise to all of our problems.
Yes.
That it shall be done. Thank God. God's promises versus people's problems. And when you think about Almighty God and his promises, we have faith to believe and trust in God, lean not to our own understanding, but hold on to his promises. And if we're holding on, if we're holding fast to his promises, then we're obeying his word.
Mm-hmm.
We're standing on his truth. We're in his truth. If we're holding to his promises, because you can't hold on and be to his promises and be disobeying at the same time.
That's
you can't wobble on the fence.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
But when we humble ourselves in faith and we hold on to him,
yeah,
he will take up our cause. God said, in due season. A while. And God has a determination. God has a measuring stick of how long that while is. Because as Brother Scott said, God is can be many times working out something in us.
Mm-hmm.
Something that the Lord sees in us that has to be worked out. And maybe there's some dross there that has to be worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's something that where the Lord has to even reveal us to us.
Mm-hmm.
Where you say, oh, Lord, it's me. Lord, I thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go and we bow. We ask the Lord, Lord, thank you for showing me.
Yes.
Lord, thank you, Lord, for pointing that out because, Lord, I want to be perfected
yes.
in thee. God, and God has promised to do that. And even as Minister Scott said, we've got to hold on.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to hold on.
Amen.
Shall we stand? Shout and let us hold on. In coming to salvation, in coming to the Lord, as he said, you said you have to seek out someone who can make a difference. Jesus was the only one who could make a difference in our lives.
Yes.
And God, our Father, gave his only begotten Son. That's the only way that difference could come about. But there's someone who's listening online or in some way got this message. This was a message for those who are saved to hold fast and trust in God and don't let go. But this is also a message for those who don't know God.
Yes.
Because Minister Scott said, God will show love in a time of hopelessness. And if you are unsaved, you are in a hopeless condition.
Yes.
Because if you should die today, you're lost forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's the condition you're in. But you don't have to remain that way because there is hope in God. And that is his promise. Amen. Amen. So I urge if there's anyone who's listening who does not know the Lord, I think of the request that Sister Lillian brought
mm-hmm.
for James
yeah.
who wants to be saved.
Yes.
Urge him. Don't let the enemy take away that desire. Don't let the enemy take away the fact that you are highly favored because the Spirit of God is speaking to your heart.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Just surrender. Humble yourself before God in faith. Amen. What shall we say?
604.
Number 604 in the Worship of the Lord. Song poet here. They're giving a testimony here. That first verse tells what the what his condition was. And anyone who's saved now was at one time sinking deep in sin. We know the Word of God says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." But we don't have to remain there.
Right.
The song put that I was sinking deep in sin.
Yes.
Far from the peaceful shore. So there that we can have peace and joy in the Lord, but in sin there is no peace. It's very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, our Lord Jesus Christ, heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. That very deeply stained within is a stain of sin that can only be washed away by the blood of Jesus. And it's the love of God and the love of Jesus that can lift us from that condition. But in order to receive that second verse said, all my heart to him I give. We had to come on bended knee. Even as Minister Scott said, being on bended knee and humble before the Lord, even lying prostrate before him is not a bad position to be in, because we know that we can just lie out in humbleness before God. And it's not just the physical, the geography of our body, but it's the position of our heart. Mm-hmm. Being humble before God. a humble and contrite spirit, a broken spirit, that old proud spirit broken, that God may rule in our hearts. I said, all my heart to him I give, all my heart, not half-heartedly, not serving the Lord with a divided heart or double-mindedness. It says, ever to him I'll cling. And this blessed presence lives. So it tells us how we have to live. So once we've humbled ourselves and we've gotten down on our knees and asked the Lord to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, then we've got to get up and live according to the word of God. It's not just a one-time exercise, but it's to get up and walk in newness of life. That says, ever his praises sing, love so mighty and so true, the love of God that he gave his only son to die, and his son who died, who loved us so much that he died that we might live. That merits our soul's best song, our life's best song. Faithful, loving service to him belongs. We've got to serve him in righteousness and true holiness. We've got to walk soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. You know, there are people who believe in a millennialism and that there's some thousand years reign to come. That's as false as two left shoes.
That's right.
And those who hold to that doctrine will be lost because they won't get right here. They'll be banking on some future time. But we've got to get it right now.
Amen.
Because there is no salvation in the grave. Amen. Faithful, loving service to him belongs. Amen. If we're going to say we love God, we even said this on last Lord's Day. Jesus answered when we were singing, "Oh, how I love Jesus." That was a choir song on last week. And we said that Jesus' reply to that is, if you love me, keep my commandments. His love lifted us, and so we have to love him. And we also ought to love one another. Praise our God. Thank God. There's one who has a need. There's one who has a special need. We have an altar of prayer here. And come. Get your needs met. There's one who just says, I just want the Lord to keep me in the love of God. Now, I want to be kept in the love of God. Amen. Praise our God. And in order for that to happen, I've got to walk worthy of this calling by which he's called us. And be thankful for the calling. I was thinking as Minister Scott was talking about how when he was a younger man, a younger man, how the older saints could rejoice.
Yeah.
Rejoice in their soul. And he was talking about the different ways that they manifested their joy in the Lord. And I was thinking that there's some, and I tend to be a crier. I tend not to be a runner, but I'm a crier, and where you just have an overflow and you think of how much the Lord has done for you and where he's brought you from. And it just overwhelms you sometimes about the goodness of God and how he saved and where might I be if he hadn't.
Yes.
My God. Amen. Think about how God is able to save and he's able to keep. And we dare not ever neglect so great a salvation. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Reading even the scripture that's under the title, this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as, I believe the actual scripture says, be a propitiation for our sins. Amen. That last.
Amen. Holy,
from the miry clay. Praise our God.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God for his word today. Thank God for this beautiful, beautiful message. Amen. God's promises versus people's problems. Amen. There are people who will let their problems blind them to the glory of God. Some who are in sin will even say, well, I know my problems are too great. God can't do anything for me. But that's unbelief. You have to believe that God is able. Amen. You can sing a song. He is able. Amen. The first verse even starts out, he is able to deliver thee, O sinner. Amen. And all the things that God did for so many. We thank God for what he has done for us.
Amen.
We continue to pray for others who are not yet saved because we know what he can do for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to look to the Lord and thank him for the word that was declared this morning. Thank God for his minister. Thank God for allowing Minister Scott to deliver his own soul by bringing God's word to us. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for being faithful, Lord, to us. We thank you, Lord, for blessing, dear God, and bringing your word to us, Father. We thank you, Lord, for Minister Scott, dear Father, and how you anointed him, dear God, to preach your word to us, dear God. Lord, to help us, dear Father, to consider all that you have done, dear God, and, Lord, what you require, dear God, in order for us, dear Father, to walk worthy in your sight. And, Lord, your commandments are not grievous in any way, dear God, even as your word has spoken. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your truth, Lord, that has gone forth today, and we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to walk in it. We pray, dear God, that you would help us to be obedient to all of it, dear God. We pray, Lord, and ask, dear Father, a special blessing upon your man servant, dear God. And we thank you, dear God, for blessing Minister Scott. And Lord, giving him, Lord, the utterance, dear Father, to preach your eternal word, Lord. And if there are any souls, dear God, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, we pray, dear God, Father, that the message that they heard today, dear God, Lord, would speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, would cause them, would draw them to thee, dear Father. Lord, because your word is truth. Your love, Lord, endureth forever, dear God. And Lord, we know, Lord, that by your love, Lord, you drew, dear Father, each and every one of us, you drew us with cords of love, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to the hearts, Lord, of those, Lord, who are unsaved. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help them, Lord, to see their condition, dear God, in your word. Help them to know, dear God, that, Father, truly they should understand that they don't want to die without a Savior. They don't want the Lord Jesus Christ to come, dear God, and have them yet be unsaved, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God, and cause them, dear Father, to be troubled, Lord, even in their spirit, dear Father. Lord, don't give them peace or rest, dear God, in sin, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that you, when you were wooing us, dear God, Lord, truly our hearts were troubled, dear Father. Lord, when we were in sin, Lord, and we had heard the truth of your word and knew, dear God, Lord, that we needed to be saved. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, Lord, the same mercy that you had upon us, dear God, by bringing conviction on us, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have that same mercy on them, dear God, and bring conviction on them, dear Father. Lord, that they would turn and serve you, Lord, while there is yet hope. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have done, Lord, for our hearts, dear Father, this day. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to hide your word in our hearts, dear God. Lord, that we might not sin against thee, dear God. Father, we our determination, dear God, we are our resolution, dear Father, Lord, is to live for you all the days of our life, dear God. Father, truly, dear God, we don't want to fall short, Lord, in any way, dear God, of this great salvation. Lord, we don't want to fall short of the glory, dear God, that you have already, Lord, preserved, dear God, before the foundation of the world for us. So have your way, Lord, in us, dear God, and help us, dear Father, Lord, to, Lord, even, Lord, recall, Lord, have we pray, Lord, your spirit, Lord, would even bring, Lord, this message, dear God, to our remembrance, bring it to our minds, dear God. Help us, Lord, to reread the word, dear God, that was given to us today, dear God, Lord, that you may continue to minister unto us, dear God, even, Lord, when we leave this place. For, Lord, that is what we have, that's what we depend upon, dear God, Lord, to keep us strong day by day. Now have your way, Lord, and make each of us a blessing. And Lord, we will not cease to give you the glory, praise, and honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord, not forgetting, dear God, the soul that Sister Lillian brought, dear God. That soul named James, dear God. Lord, he's still on our hearts, dear Father. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to his heart, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, Lord, that we might, Lord, see him and meet with him, dear God, and go to Sister Lillian's house, dear Father, and might be able to talk with him, speak with him, dear Father. Lord, if he's the one, Lord, that I'm thinking of, dear God, Lord, we and Sister Lillian and I have already spoken with him, dear God, on one occasion, dear Father, and we invited him, Lord, to come to the service, dear God. And Father, even, Lord, on last Tuesday, dear God, we prayed for him, dear God, even in the intercessory prayer, dear God. And so, Father, we want to continue, dear Father, because, Lord, you're answering our prayers, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you and your spirit would continue to strive with him, dear God, and, Lord, that he would surrender himself to thee, dear God, Lord, that he might be saved. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, now have your way in each and every one of us, dear God, and truly, Lord, we give you the glory and praise for it all. But we thank you, dear God, for our Savior, and we thank you, Lord, for being our Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Amen. Just stay.
I just want to say I thank the Lord. You know, even when I went down to and the monitors down there, thank God for it. And thank God when I heard Brother Scott say, you know, we have to remember God.
Yes.
We don't talk to God in your way.
Amen.
He said that before ourselves. It's not like our little street homies or whatever.
Right.
Or in the parlor, like you said.
Amen.
He's God.
Amen. 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 Praise our God. Sister Webb.
He wants us to practice hope and what his will is and carry it out.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. 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 Thank God. We just thank God. For our announcement for Sunday, February 6th. My.
Yes, also Sister Holmes wanted to say he made it plain.
He made it plain. Amen. Amen. Yes, he did, Sister Holmes. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The November turkey giveaway canister is always open for donations. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night by phone. Please remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before service. We'll let it get a little rest and then turn it back on just before we start calling for service. And we often pray for many things, and in your prayers, and Brother Jackson mentions this on Tuesday when we were here. He said, pray that God will bless and the reception will be clear on Wednesday night. It's important that we be able to hear the word of God. It's important that we be able to hear the testimonies of the saints and, you know, encouraging one another and just the prayer requests and God is able. God has rule over all things, and we believe the promises of God. We know that some static is not going to stop God.
Amen.
Not when his people are gathered together in his name on his word. And so, amen, amen. It's so true. Working no man can hinder. Happy birthday blessings this week too. Sister Keba Robinson on February 7th, which is tomorrow, and Minister Renee Jenkins, February the 8th, which is Tuesday. Amen. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for the testimony that she gave in Sunday school. We thank God for her. Amen. For her life. We just thank God for you, dear sister. Amen. 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 Talk about the love of God. The love of God that flows from heart to heart and breath to breath. We just thank God. Amen. It's something to be a child of God, you know, mm-hmm. because you know you're loved.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're loved.
Amen.
We thank God for blessing Sister Melita. She was scheduled to drive the bus today, and we thank God. We were lifting her up in prayer during the week. And according to our schedule in the bulletin, that Sister Millicent McElroy and Brother Thomas Mann are scheduled for driving on next Lord's Day. So lift them up in prayer this week. We don't know what the weather will be. Even if it's dry, even as Mr. Scott said, if it's dry, we still pray. We pray for our drivers and that God will bless and give them traveling mercies. Our thought for today, to lean on God, you must draw nigh unto him. Otherwise, you will fall.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We're told to draw nigh unto God, and he'll draw nigh unto us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that's what I believe our text for our Bible, the Bible studies, our ongoing Bible studies, drawing nigh unto God. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
that's good. I think I remember. If I'm close to him, I can lean on him. I'm way over here. Hard to lean.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a long way away. So let us draw nigh unto God. Amen. Praise our God. All minds are clear. We want to, again, thank God for our dear brother and our dear sister today.
Amen.
And how God truly, truly blessed them. We were praying when I got the text message from Pastor Jenkins and that you were coming. Well, I don't know how the weather is down there, but I start praying right away that God would bless, that the Lord would bless. And truly, he has blessed us this day. Amen. shall we stand, be dismissed. And we're going to ask Pastor Jenkins if you would pray to dismiss us, and remembering Brother and Sister Scott, God will give them traveling mercies even on their journey home. And remember each and every one as we go on our way.
Amen. Well, kind of gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to you once again. We want to thank you for your medical blessings this day. We want to thank you, dear Lord, for the message that was sent forth, dear Heavenly Father, for your manservant. Personally, thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for blessing Brother Scott to come in.
Amen.
Sometimes we don't know when we need rest, and then you show us, dear Heavenly Father, there's times we need to set aside and to be ministered to ourselves, dear Heavenly Father. And I thank you for the ministry this morning. I thank you, Lord, for the word of God.
Amen.
I thank you for Brother Scott and ask that you would continue to look down upon this dear brother with favor. You know, he loves the word. He loves you, dear
Amen.
Heavenly Father. He loves to preach it, dear Lord. And so we ask in the name of Jesus that you would continue to give him the desires of his heart,
yes.
Dear Heavenly Father. Help him, Lord, in all of his decision-making. Help him, Lord, as he is with his family, your Heavenly Father.
Yes.
You know, many things have come up against him, Lord God, but we thank God that Brother Scott is still standing for truth and righteousness in the name.
Amen.
We ask a special prayer for Sister Scott. You know, your Heavenly Father, it would be your will on Wednesday to surgery, your Father. And so, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you to go ahead of the way.
Please,
the way,
Lord.
Your Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that you have been with her down through the years, dear Father.
Yes, dear God.
2017 comes to my mind, dear Lord.
Dear God.
She had her heart surgery, Lord God, and we were there, dear Lord, at the hospital. And Brother Scott came out, dear Father, and he said, but you know, they were in for surgery, dear Lord. He said, the doctor told him that the part that we need to be worried about is when they put it back in or that it would begin to beat again. And I have to tell you, Lord, I can remember my heart just saying, Lord God.
Dear God.
Just wanting to go in there with her and let her know, hang in there praying, because the saints are praying.
Yes. Yes.
So I say to you today, hang in there with the saints are praying.
Yes.
I felt you pleased this morning. I felt, Lord, when you were crying out.
Yes.
But you've been through a lot. Only believe.
Yes.
God is able.
Praise God.
He's able to bring you through this too.
Yes.
And I know you're going to give him the praise, the glory, and the honor.
Mm-hmm.
I know he will bless you.
Yes.
Because these saints here are praying for you.
Dear God.
And we have been lifting you up, dear Heavenly Father, to our Heavenly Father. And we know God is able.
Yes, He is.
Father, we ask
Never
that you remember all the saints of God. Remember our brothers and sisters that are normally here. Sister Carol, Sister Regina,
yes,
Brother
Lord.
Robert, all
yes,
the rest that
Lord.
Are normally here. Sister Lillian, but due to the weather, due to illness, Lord God, not able to get out.
Yes,
but we
Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Holmes, likewise.
Thank you.
They're in our presence, Lord God, and they listen to the word of God. So we just ask that you would bless each and every one. Father, we ask that you would grant traveling mercies for all of us over the highway, dear Father. Help us, Lord God, as we leave out of this house of worship, to be careful, Lord, walking in the park,
yes,
dear Father. Help us, Lord God, to be mindful of the ice, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, likewise, as we're traveling over these roadways, dear Father, to be mindful, Lord God, of the snow. Thank you, Lord God, for the blessing that you have bestowed upon us.
Thank you.
All this rain and sleet and ice and snow has fallen, dear Father. You have kept us from all
Thank
hurt,
you, Lord.
Danger. You allow no accidents to befall us. And we thank you for that.
Yes.
We ask that you remember the saints who may have to go out tomorrow for work. Watch over them, dear Father. Give them traveling mercies over the highway.
Yes.
Bless the people safe, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you remember our children as they go back to school, Lord God.
Yes.
Watch
Lord.
Them likewise, dear Father. Keep them safe, dear Heavenly Father. And keep them from the snares and pitfalls from the evilness of this day and time.
Yes.
Oh, Father God in heaven, we'll give your name the praise and glory and honor that is due unto you. Bless each and every one of us that's under the sound of my voice, even those who are listening in. And Father, remember the soul.
Yes,
remember
dear
saints,
God.
Their Heavenly Father.
Lord,
He says He wants to be saved. Their
dear
Heavenly
God.
Father. And as Brother preached in the message, there's action.
Yes.
So He wants to be saved. He's got to eat. There's things that He has to do. Their
yes.
Heavenly Father. And help us, Lord God, to share those things with Him.
Yes,
so that He can
Lord.
Make those right steps. Their Heavenly
yes,
Father.
Yes, Lord.
And cry out to Thee. Father, we just ask that you would give us, just bless us and keep us, dear Lord, in thy tender care. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Am